Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Tyler Horka, I think that's how you say it, at blueandgold.com on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tyler, did I kill your last name?
You got it right the second time.
Horka. I got you. All right. Tyler, I guess first things first, how is this whole thing played out with Jack Cohen? I'm very, very interested in this. So, A, what was the reaction when he decided to transfer to Notre Dame and the expectation level that went with it? And where is that fan interest now in Jack Cohen?
Yeah, I think there was sort of mixed reaction at the beginning. Obviously, anytime somebody comes over from a Power 5 program and he gets kind of replaced by an up-and-coming, highly recruited talent like Graham Mertz, there's a little bit of question there, you know, people asking, well, why didn't Jack Cohn stay and, you know,
sure,
keep the job at Wisconsin or try to beat Mertz out for the job at Wisconsin? So there's a little bit of hesitancy there. But, you know, you get past that pretty quickly, and then you get into spring camp there. And, you know, Jack Cohn, you guys know this very well. He's got a very good arm. He can throw the ball down the field. And I think he's been allowed to do that maybe a little bit more at Notre Dame, just given some of the guys that Notre Dame has on the perimeter and Kevin Austin, Braden Lindsey, some speedster types. So right now, I think if Notre Dame had a better offensive line, the, you know, optimism and excitement level around Jack Cohn would be super high, but that's been a little bit tempered just because, you know, he's getting sacked almost more than any other quarterback in the country. And I don't care who you are, if you're a pocket passer and your mobility is a little bit limited like Cohn's is, you know, your upside kind of falls by the wayside.
You know, the other thing that goes along with Jack Cohen coming in is the angst, maybe, I would think, for the Notre Dame fan base to want a younger quarterback to get in there. I know they've given that opportunity here in the last week or so. Do you think that Cohen holds on to this job all year?
I think it's possible. If he stays healthy, I think there's a really good chance that he starts every game. But like you said, I think there's also a chance that true freshman Tyler Buchner, who's also very highly recruited, kind of like Graham Mertz was, there's a lot of people that would really like to see him get, you know, more opportunities than he's getting right now. It's kind of gimmicky when he comes into the game right now. Defenses probably know that he's going to run. It works against Toledo because that's the first time anybody saw him, but you know, I think Wisconsin's had a few weeks to prepare and look at that film now since that game. And Buchner got hurt against Purdue last weekend, too. He's a little hampered with the hamstring. So I don't know if you see him a lot this weekend against Wisconsin. But going forward, absolutely. If this Notre Dame offensive line continues to struggle, like I said, Jack Cohn's mobility is a little bit limited. So you want to put a playmaker behind there who, you know, can get out and run a little bit. Jack Cohn's not that guy. Tyler Buchner is that guy. And, you know, he can throw the ball a little bit too. So yeah, I think there's definitely a possibility that Tyler Buchner kind of usurps Jack Cohn's position by the end of the year. But if Cohn's healthy and if this offensive line improves, I really think that the Notre Dame coaching staff likes what he can do with his arm. I mean, this is a guy that threw for 366 yards against Florida State in week one, primetime game. Everybody in the country was watching that. So when all things are clicking with Cohn, I think that Notre Dame likes him to be the guy, but you know, sometimes you can't get all things to fire on, you know, all cylinders like that. And that's when you'll probably see Tyler Buchner come in and steal some reps.
Tyler, the Florida State game is just, it doesn't count. I mean, they're horrible. I mean, if you've watched the next two games, I mean, I agree with you. Week one, he does what he does. Mertz looks awful against Penn State, and Badger fans are like, oh my God, they screwed up. They should have kept Jack Cohen. What were they thinking? Mind you, nobody was lobbying to keep Jack Cohen at that point. But then you see what happens in week one. Everybody's like, oh, they screwed up. Now, not as much of that, I don't think, after seeing what Notre Dame has looked like the next 2 weeks, what Florida State has looked like the next 2 weeks after that. It's funny you bring up the offensive line play for Notre Dame, because I think it's, you can say similar things for the Wisconsin Badgers. Their offensive line hasn't looked like the big mauling offensive line that we've seen in previous years with this Wisconsin Badger program. And then on top of that, you talk about the running backs. You know, you get the transfer from Clemson, which is fine. You got Jalen Berger, who is still there. The most talented running back is probably their freshman, who got a little spot action at the end of the Eastern Michigan game, Braylon Allen, who's just an absolute beast. But in the true Wisconsin fashion, I'm sure he probably won't play all that much, and they'll probably redshirt him. But having said that, there's just not as much there at running back and offensive line for Wisconsin like there has been in years past. What about Notre Dame from a talent perspective on that side of the ball?
On the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the talent is there. That's what's frustrating for Notre Dame, is that you have Kyren Williams, who a lot of people thought, I know running backs don't win the Heisman anymore,
nope,
but if anybody could, maybe it's that guy, just because he's a beast out of the backfield catching the ball. He can line up wide. He can line up in the slot. Obviously, he'll line up behind the quarterback in the backfield. So, I mean, he's uber talented. Chris Tyree might be even more so talented. He's more of a home run type of threat, but he can do a lot of the same things that Kyren Williams can do. You ask him, you know, to run between the tackles or straight up the middle, he can do it. You ask him to line up as a wide receiver, he can do that too. So the talent is there. I mean, I talked about some of those wide receivers as well. Kevin Austin probably had a game that he'd like to get back against Purdue. I think he was targeted 7 times and didn't make a single catch, had a couple drops. Jack Cohn overshot him a few times, but, you know, he's a big 6'3", 215-pound guy who can make plays on the outside. And Avery Davis is a guy who last year, he's team captain, led the team in receiving yards among all the wide receivers. He had a 120-yard game last week against Purdue. So the talent is there. It's just, I mean, everything starts up front. You mentioned, you know, Wisconsin's offensive line struggling a little bit. That hurts Graham Mertz. And when Notre Dame's offensive line struggles, that hurts Jack Cohn and all the guys that I just talked about.
When we talk about this Notre Dame football team and, you know, how much they've competed for national championships and everything else, and Fox Sports college football Twitter account put out a thing the other day, a couple days ago, about comparing the recruiting of Wisconsin and Notre Dame. And you look at the stars, and Notre Dame has doubled the amount of 4-star kids as Wisconsin. Wisconsin the same for 3-star kids to Notre Dame. Obviously, you want to be the one with the 4-star leader. And then 5-stars, only 1 5-star, according to Fox Sports, with Notre Dame, 2 for Wisconsin. Is that kind of how it's always been, or is it just kind of down a little bit versus previous years with only 1 5-star kid?
No, I think that's kind of the status quo for Notre Dame. Obviously, you'd like to fill those recruiting classes with as many 4-star kids as you can, and then, you know, the rest kind of fills in with 3-stars. But I think there's a little bit of a mixed perception nationally when it comes to Notre Dame's recruiting, in the sense that obviously the brand is just about as big as any in the country. I mean, brand-wise, I put it right up there with Alabama right now.
For sure.
You know, the Georgias, Floridas, USCs, whatever it may be. But those are all the programs that are getting the 5-star kids. With Notre Dame, you got to remember that, you know, this is an academic institution first. And, you know, a lot of these kids that Notre Dame's bringing in as football athletes, they're really smart kids too. They're coming from prep schools. They're coming from private schools. They're coming from places that some of these other public universities just aren't grabbing kids from. So, yeah, I mean, to combine the academic side with the athletic side is something that Notre Dame's always had to balance. But I will say Marcus Freeman, the new defensive coordinator who came over from Cincinnati over the offseason, he kind of pushed the narrative that, you know, that's got to change. And he said, you know, you could find 5-star athletes who are also good in the classroom. And I think Notre Dame always had this, you know, stigma about it that, you know, we've got to go after the Notre Dame kid, and this is where you find them. Well, Marcus Freeman has come in and he said, you know what, we could find, you know, talented guys who are good in the classroom elsewhere. And if you look at the recruiting rankings right now, Notre Dame's, you know, hanging around the top 5 in most of the outlets that you look. So I think some of that has changed, and you probably will start to see more 5-star guys come in as long as Marcus Freeman is here.
Talking with Tyler Horka again of blueandgold.com. Follow him on Twitter at TB Horka, part of the Rivals Network. So I'm curious then, I'm going to follow that up with, what is the recruiting footprint for Notre Dame? Obviously, they're national. I get that part, but where are they really heavily recruiting the most right now?
Yeah, you'll see a lot of guys come out of the Chicago area, obviously. I mean, anytime you've got a metropolitan, you know, place as big as Chicago right around the corner, then you're going to look there first. But they've been looking down in Florida a lot. They've gotten some commits from Florida. I mean, they just got a four-star running back, Cedric Irvin, from down there to commit out of the 2023 class just this week. So that was a bit of a surprise, too. His dad played football at Michigan State, so a lot of people thought he might go there. But that's a kid that, you know, coming out of the Miami area, he's being looked at from all over the place, and Notre Dame is included in that. So it's really the big metropolitan areas that Notre Dame is looking at. I mean, Chicago, Miami. I'm from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and before the season started, Rivals sent me down there to look at, you know, four kids that Notre Dame is heavily recruiting from three different high schools down there. So, you know, the DFW area has been, you know, is becoming pretty huge for Notre Dame. So to answer your question, the footprint is kind of all over the place. If you laid out a map of the United States, you're going to need a pretty big foot to, you know, stamp down all the places that Notre Dame is looking at recruiting wise.
Perfect. He is Tyler Horka. Hey man, thanks so much for coming on. As always, we always do this prediction time. Who you got, Notre Dame, Wisconsin?
Man, I've been wrestling with this all week, and I think everybody else has been too, but I've settled on Notre Dame 20, Wisconsin 17. And my disclaimer is I could see it that being the exact same score the other way around. I think it's going to be close and low scoring, but I've got the Irish right now.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. Tyler, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Have a good weekend.
You bet you. Take care. Follow him on Twitter. Again, it's real nice and simple. TB Horka, H-O-R-K, part of the Rivals Network, and does it with the Rivals site, blueandgold.com. You join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Applying for a home renovation loan as you're feeling anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.